Mate, you are building up a big list of collaborators at the moment.
Mabel, Demi, Ina, now years and years.
Oh, mate. Yeah, I've just been...
Just a list.
Selling myself out. Yeah, just like, please.
Who wouldn't you want to work with? And this doesn't have to be a musician. So feel free to say anybody you want. Who wouldn't you want to get in the studio with? Who would you be in the studio and you'll be like, I'm a bit uncomfortable?
I wouldn't do a tune with Ant and Dick.
So no, Jax Jones, Let's Get Ready to Rumble.
Nah. Yeah, oi, I was watching telly the other day and they played that Ian Wright tune.
Yeah,
that was big back in the day. Was that a big tune? Was that big?
Remind me of it.
Do you know what? I can't remember. It sounded like a generic house tune, to be fair. Like, it was like, no, I can't remember. The thing I took from it was like, whoa, Ian looks proper dapper in that video.
There's gonna be loads of people right now googling Ian Wright like house tune, like what, when did that happen?
It was a banger. It was like, you know, they had the black and white shots and that. It must have been the same era that like a lot of the footballers were doing like songs.
Would you ever
need
jump
that to come back?
I was gonna say, would you ever, like a footballer now, would you jump in the studio with Cristiano Ronaldo?
I'd fully do a tune with Cristiano Ronaldo.
But okay, here's the situation.
My Instagram followers would fly.
Okay, but here's the situation. You get into the studio with Cristiano Ronaldo.
Yeah.
He wants to rap on a track that you've written. The track that you've written is a banger. And no matter how many takes of what Cristiano Ronaldo does, it always sounds awful. But it's Cristiano Ronaldo. What's the situation?
Things,
what do you do?
It's like, you just have to accept it. In the studio, we can do a lot.
No, I'm talking
unfixable.
It's always
good when you have an incredibly natural singer like Ollie from years and years. But if Cristiano, I reckon I could make it happen. He's Portuguese, right?
Yes.
If you take like a cool Portuguese saying, you know, like DJ Snake with taki taki, taki taki rumba. Like, it's, you know, we can make something cool.
We're going to make a pop star out of Cristiano Ronaldo.
Honestly, I'd have to do loads of sit-ups. I always got this thing when you collab with people, because as a DJ, you know, no one's really looking at what we look like apart, unless you're Martin Garrix. Do you know what I mean? So when we have to do photos next to, you know, like Demi Lovato, Mabel, Ollie, you know, these kind of, you know, always on point pop stars, I'm like, right, I've got to do some sit-ups, you know, I've got to make sure I stick, get in the gym, get rid of my double chin. Whereas with Cristiano, that just have to go next level.
Yeah, I can't even follow him on Instagram because it makes me guilty for like the next 3 days.
Yeah. No, actually, I'd love to do a tune with The Rock.
Oh,
let's do
wow.
a tune with The Rock, innit?
How do you break the ice when you're in the studio? If there's something kind of like, if it's maybe a new artist, like, I don't know if you met Ollie before you did this track. How do you kind of break the ice? How do you get things flowing?
I'll first of all wear a cool outfit because, you know, then they're like, oh, he's really cool. So I make sure I wear my coolest stuff. And then try and wear some cool trainers as well. Oh, I like those. That's a good one. And then tequila is a strong starting point as well. But Ollie didn't accept the tequila. So okay. Oh, and I dance around a lot. So, like, I just really chatty and then I dance around loads.
Okay.
And then once they see, oh, he acts like a fool, that means I could myself. And then, yeah, this is kind of a good place to go.
See, I'm imagining them walking. I'm glad you told me what the order, because I was imagining them just then walking into the studio and you're just dancing.
It is kind of like that, though. I'd be like, yo, Ollie, what's up? And I kind of do the, like, this big dance, like, yo, you know.
No, but in my head, you're doing it silent.
No, one thing I've noticed a lot of people do is when you meet someone that has famous music, so like you know, Ollie has a plethora of hits, you kind of start singing their songs to them by accident. So you start like humming them. You're like, so like, duh, 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 duh. I was singing like the bit from King, like,
and that's the way to break the ice, because they're like, quick, let's get out of the studio. Let's write something good.
To be fair, the first song we wrote was Pants. This was the second one. It was really.
So the first song is never going to make an appearance.
Ever. It was like, whoa, whoa.
KMFM. Follow my simple instructions.
And Jax Jones is on the show tonight. Now, talking about all of your collaborators earlier, is there a song from somebody that you've worked with that you wish that you had produced?
To be fair, the one song that I wish I did with that person, maybe in a slightly different way, was when Demi released Sorry Not Sorry.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, yo, are you serious? where was this?
She's hiding that one away.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, instruction, you can sit over there. Like, I'd rather do sorry, not sorry. Like, this is sick. It's got choirs in it.
Yeah, but surely that a little bit down the line, when I suppose when it comes to album time, you can just rework instruction, get the choir in. Instruction was a banger in itself. I don't think it needs
no,
a choir.
I don't need introduction.
That's a solid choir impression.
The choir edit.
I remember the Nick Jonas. I always think like a choir makes a track sound amazing.
You're about Nick Jonas, isn't it?
Nick Jonas, Jealous.
Yeah, oh, I love that video.
And that choir.
Amazing.
And that
amazing.
Was just like, yes, properly.
Did you see
the
how
mood.
They were so... That choir was so holy, they wouldn't say sexual.
What did they say?
Did you notice that? Yeah, so they kept saying, you're too crazy, something. They said something else apart from sexual.
But that's how you know when it's a good choir.
Oh, my days, they were so blessed.
So we're going to get like a Jax Jones. Would you love to jump in the studio with a choir?
Oh, I've done a song with a choir with a UK pop star, which I will reveal in time. It's amazing.
Give us a really awful clue.
They're size 6.
Like, you've got this thing about trainers.
I asked them, you know, when I wore the special shoes for them. They're like, oh, can I get a pair of those? Like, oh, what size are you?
Okay, that makes more sense now as opposed to just in the studio. Like,
I just had to justify my weird clue.
Just fill in some gaps, just trying to find out the people's shoe size. Right, let's chat about your new single, Play, while I Google pop stars with 6 feet. Actually, I probably shouldn't Google pop stars with size 6 feet because I can imagine that will take me to websites for people who to look at pop stars with size 6 feet. Ollie Alexander, what size are his feet?
Ollie Alexander's feet, I think he's a strong size 8. If he was here doing interviews with me, he would be able to answer that question.
Tell me a bit about how that collaboration came about.
I've just been a fan of Ollie for a long time, and years as a band, they had some amazing songs, and yeah, just reached out. And we have a mutual friend who works on my music, this guy called Mark Ralph, who produced and writes with Ollie, and he just made the connection for us, man. He was the glue.
I've asked this before, but what's your serving suggestion for the track? So if somebody's listening now to Play for the first time, where should they be when they're listening to it? What should they be doing and who should they be with?
Ooh, serving suggestion. Okay, for this song, you need to be in a room with a large disco ball with various lights, so like pinky, bluey ones. Kind of reminds you of, you know, the scene in Teenage Dirtbag at the end of the video.
Yes.
Like, kind of like, the name was Noel. You know, like, oh. You want, mood-wise, you want to be like, oh man, I wish that I had someone for me. You know, is there someone out there for me? You're in your best glad rags. It's nice outside, but it's a bit chilly because you're going to meet that person tonight with this tune. And it might be over the punch. And then you step outside and you see the cold air emitting as you come to closer in a romantic way. And you hear, how long till you play me a song? And then you kiss. And then that's when it plays. And it's fireworks.
I mean, what a scene.
Marriage.
Steven Spielberg, right.
Jeez!
Here. I mean, we went to the marriage quite quick. I feel like we lacked the character development there.
I'm serious. This is serious.
Going straight in on the Christmas romance. Thank
you. Hugh Grant at the wedding and all sorts.
I can't wait to see. Well, just the visuals for this track.
Mistletoe, pigs in blankets.
So this is your Christmas song.
Yeah, basically.
Thank you so much, Jax, for coming on the show again.
My pleasure.
And I'm going to hit play on Play now, just to confuse things. Can I get you to introduce it on KMFM, please?
Yes, this is Jax Jones on KMFM, hanging with my guy Glenn Scott, and this is my new single, Play, featuring Ollie Alexander from Years and Years. Yeah, get the mulled wine out. How long till you play me the song?